The R-rated Deadpool has taken the box office by storm, annihilating records with an eye-popping $135 million from its first 3 days in theaters, according to ComScore estimates Sunday. The Fox film, which stars Ryan Reynolds as the foul-mouthed superhero, easily trounced last year's record-setting $85.2 million February debut of the erotic drama 50 Shades of Grey. It also became the biggest R-rated opening ever, surpassing The Matrix Reloaded, which opened to $91.8 million in May of 2003. Analysts are predicting that the Tim Miller-directed film, which cost a mere $58 million to produce, could go on to make $150 million by the end of the holiday weekend. As recently as Thursday, Deadpool was expected to pull in only $80 million across the 3 days, but the Marvel comic, often a bestseller, proved its popular appeal and then some, and it didn't have to compromise with a PG-13 rating either. This movie is the very definition of an expectation buster. Nobody saw this coming, said Paul DeGarabedian, ComScore's senior media analyst. It doesn't feel like a cookie-cutter superhero movie. It feels like something unique. You've got to sometimes take risks and go against conventional wisdom to come out a winner. IMAX screens accounted for an estimated $16.8 million of Deadpool's total. The film, notably, was not released in 3D. The debut is also a bit of a superhero redemption story for Reynolds, whose costly Green Lantern adaptation disappointed audiences and at the box office in 2011. Coming in a distant second was last weekend's number one film, Kung Fu Panda 3, with $19.7 million, which fell only 7%. The DreamWorks animation film has earned $93.9 million in just 3 weeks in theaters. In third place, the R-rated Dakota Johnson and Rebel Wilson rom-com How to Be Single didn't make any big waves with its $18.8 million out of the gates. The Warner Brothers film cost $38 million to produce and provided some counter-programming to the hyper-violent Deadpool. The dismally reviewed Ben Stiller comedy Zoolander 2, meanwhile, debuted in fourth place to only $15.7 million. The Paramount film, which Stiller directed, cost around $50 million to make. The first film, Zoolander, opened in 2001, just weeks after the September 11th attacks, to a meek $15.5 million and went on to gross only $45.2 million in North America. It found a second life on home video, though, and has become a quotable cultural staple. Audiences seem less enthusiastic this time around, though. DeGarabedian said that both How to Be Single and Zoolander 2 could see a healthy uptick from the Valentine's Day crowd Sunday. But overall, the box office is healthy, up an estimated 3.2% from last year, and it's all thanks to the snarky, fourth-wall-busting Deadpool and its historic debut. These are summer numbers, DeGarabedian said. It's summer in February. Estimated ticket sales for Friday through Sunday at U.S. and Canadian theaters, according to ComScore. Final domestic figures will be released Monday. Number 1, Deadpool, $135 million. Number 2, Kung Fu Panda 3, $19.7 million. Number 3, How to Be Single, $18.8 million. Number 4, Zoolander 2, $15.7 million. Number 5, The Revenant, $6.9 million. Number 6, Hail Caesar, $6.6 million. Number 7, Star Wars, The Force Awakens, $6.2 million. Number 8, The Choice, $5.3 million. Number 9, Ride Along 2, $4.1 million. And number 10, The Boy, $2.9 million. Universal and Focus are owned by NBC Universal, a unit of Comcast Corp. Sony, Columbia, Sony Screen Gems, and Sony Pictures Classics are units of Sony Corp. Paramount is owned by Viacom, Inc. Disney, Pixar, and Marvel are owned by the Walt Disney Company. Miramax is owned by Filmyard Holdings, LLC. 20th Century Fox and Fox Searchlight are owned by 21st Century Fox. Warner Brothers and New Line are units of Time Warner, Inc. MGM is owned by a group of former creditors, including Highland Capital, Anchorage Advisors, and Carl Icahn. Lionsgate is owned by Lionsgate Entertainment Corp. IFC is owned by AMC Networks, Inc. Rogue is owned by Relativity Media, LLC. This article posted by Lindsay Baer for the Associated Press in Los Angeles.